Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, I want to invite you to join in worship with others this weekend. If you don't have a church home, if you're from the Michiana area within driving distance, whatever that looks like in your mind, if you're in town visiting, join us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive in South Bend, Indiana. If you have a church home, if you're connected somewhere, not trying to steal you away from any fellowship that you're a part of, but would encourage you to continue to be faithful, to be active, to participate, to gather with others, to encourage one another, to grow in Christ, to do so all the more as we see the day of Christ's return approaching. We need to be in fellowship. We need the body of Christ. If you're unable to get out, we broadcast our worship gatherings, 10:30 a.m. on our Deer Run Church of Christ Facebook page and YouTube channel. I know many other churches do as well. And join. And not just as an observer, but join from where you're at as a participant and worship God to the best of your ability as you give your best. And use the opportunities that you have to encourage others. This week we've been talking and praying about being rich. A topic that I think for most of us, as soon as we hear it, we think about money. Money's a part of it. But it's a topic that's much bigger than money. And so we've been talking and praying throughout the week about how God desires for us to be rich as a reflection of who He is and how that changes our view. It changes how we use our finances. But more importantly, it changes how we live, how we treat others, changes how we treat God. So today we're going to be talking and praying, focused in on being rich in good deeds. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18, Paul's instructing Timothy to command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. He's instructing Timothy on those who are rich in this world. There's not a good criteria. Oh, we all have one in our mind. It's those people that have more than I do. Those are the ones who are rich in this world. It's those millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires and whatever other heirs that might exist. Those are the ones who are rich in this world. The thing that we often don't consider is there are those who have less than we do. And they look at us, and to them we are the rich of this world. It's that nature of comparison that seems to be built within us. And so whatever resources that you may or may not have available under your control that you manage, consider how God's desire for you and for me is that we would be rich in good deeds. Because the great thing about this is there are many, many good deeds that won't cost us a dime, that aren't reflected in how anyone views our level of wealth. Being rich in good deeds is what ought to be a character trait, not necessarily an overflow of excess. And I think sometimes we get so focused on obtaining that we forget to do good. We're busy, we're distracted, we're focused. And God's command for those who are rich in this world is that we would look beyond the world's definition of riches, that we'd be a good person. Showing kindness. We talked about yesterday, showing mercy often will not cost us anything. Not financially. Opening the door, holding the door open for someone coming in or out has no cost, no price. But it's a good deed. Was a time it was common courtesy. Just like common sense has seemed to have disappeared a lot of times, so has common courtesy. Understanding how we want to be treated, and then doing that for others. When we live life with eyes open to the possibilities, we discover opportunities we never even thought existed to do a simple good deed. And there are times where the good deeds of life have a far greater influence than a monetary contribution ever could. We lose faith in humanity, in people, because, well, we're not used to doing good deeds. We're not used to receiving good deeds. And when that act of kindness, that generosity, that respect is given, we notice. And it prompts a change within us because it touches us in the spirit. And when we realize the influence that a good deed towards us has on our life, it ought to motivate us to love and good deeds. In fact, the Bible says that we ought to spur one another on to love and good deeds. Make a spur. For many, if you're into Westerns, you think of little pointy things on the back of the boots of the rider of a horse that they would use to, well, to jab the horse, to get it to move. The Bible days, when they talked about spur, they're talking about a sharp pointy stick they would use to poke an ox, to get an animal to move. God's not telling us to show up in church on Sunday with a pointy stick and start poking people. That kind of misses the point of the good deeds. But sometimes we get very pointed about reminding people that God wants you to love. God wants you to do good. And so we gather to encourage one another, to remind one another, to spur one another on to love and good deeds. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In your love, you've given us your Spirit, which also does that similar thing to what we're supposed to be doing. Your Spirit spurs us on to love and good deeds. It reminds us, it prods us, it pokes us. And so, God, help us today with gentleness, with kindness, with compassion to spur one another on. Help us today to recognize what you've poured into our life so that we would be generous. Whether we have finances or not, we would be generous in good deeds. We would be rich because our life has been filled with the goodness of Jesus. We would be rich because our life has been the recipient of the good deeds of others. And out of that abundance of riches, we would show, do, be good to others. So God, today, help us to pay attention to the good deeds that we can do, to the good deeds that we ought to do, even to the good deeds that we've neglected to do, so that by seeing all of those, we would grow, and we would become rich and doing good to all people. We would do so with Jesus as our example, with Him as the one that we lift up, knowing that as we lift up Jesus, that it's Him who will draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.